all programs. This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban Army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite. This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, Episode 7. I am Absolute Deicide, lead writer, lead editor, lead podcast recorder, owner of GruntFreePress.com.
And I'm the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and this is the Grunt Free Podcast. Oh, yeah!
The special guest tonight.
Oh, yeah, brother. I heard about this on the internet, brother.
I had to record. That's going to be our intro from now on. We're going to record that from the beginning.
What's up? Fucking Randy Savage in my room.
Goes out he's dead. Every time you open up a fucking package of Slim Jims, he fucking just pops out. Can't stop him.
Yep. Can't stop it. Got to pop it. No. Was that?
That's Pringles.
That's something else. Yeah. That's
get close.
Yeah. So, what's going on in the world today?
Oh, it's the last day of the world. This is it. It's the end.
Oh shit.
Yep. End of the world today. So hopefully get the podcast out before it's over.
Oh, have to. Well, hopefully, hopefully some will survive in shelters.
No one's going to survive, dude. That's it, dude. The fucking Hadron Collider, dude. As soon as they fire that up, that's it.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, fuck it. I guess this will be a good show. Well, it'll have to be.
It might be the last thing anybody hears, you know? As soon as they fire that thing up, dude, they fucking try to recreate the Big Bang and... It's going to create a black hole, and the black hole is going to sink into the fucking earth and suck everything up, and that's going to be the end.
Oh, I fucking hope so.
Yep. It's all I hope for. But... I don't know about you, dude. Fucking, how many, like, end of the world? How many times have you heard it's the end of the world in your lifetime?
Oh. At least a few times. You know, you got the Nostradamus theories and prophecies, whatever, and... And when 9/11 happened, you know, it was pretty amped up then.
Was it? I don't remember that.
I remember I had like AOL. I think that was like right when the internet was like getting going. You know, you'd look up shit like, you know, remember it was like, oh, you could see Satan's face in the smoke of 9/11. It would be like
okay. Yep.
Shit like that, like all over the internet. Oh, this prophet says this and that and... The two brothers, Nostradamus. You know, there's a ton of them.
I just remember being like real. Must have been like 90. I want to say like 96 or something. There was all shit in like whatever, like shit in the paper, like fucking. You know, the biblical end should be like 96 or whatever. Then it was like that Y2K bullshit. And then it was like,
oh, I forgot about Y2K.
Yeah, Y2K was going to be the end. And I'm trying to think, like 2012, wasn't it the Mayan prophecies was 2012.
Yep, that's the end of the Mayan calendar, right? December or something?
And then they just turned the calendar over and switched the year. Everything was all right, but that was,
that was
2012. And it's been a few. I've
there
survived.
Was some other ones that we don't even know.
Oh no, it's been like, oh yeah, I mean, you fucking look at like all like the cults and all that shit, like fucking like. All
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know about those.
You ever seen the fucking like some like videos? I remember of like fucking like, you know, one of those cults like out in fucking, you know, bumfuck fucking farmland somewhere, like on like a compound, and, like the whole like cult was around this guy, and like, you know, same, you know, usual cult shit. He just fuck everybody's wives and like whatever, fuck their kids and like. Telling everybody, like, oh, this is the date. This will be the end of the world. There's actually, like, think that someone's making, like, a documentary about him. and they're filming him of like the date and the time that he said, oh, this is going to be the end, this is it. And it's just like video of like him out there, like all the like the entire cult comes out and shit
on this day of this
on the day it was
reckoning.
On the day it was supposed to happen, they're all like bringing out candles and like fucking like chanting and shit. They're all like out in the field and they're sitting there like waiting. It's like nighttime. And then like it's fucking like they're just waiting and waiting and waiting, and like nothing happens. They all just kind of like turn around and just go back inside. Like that was it. It's pretty funny. It's fucking pretty good.
And that's it.
Yeah. They're just fucking just like all like chanting, looking at the sky for like hours, dude. And then like the sun comes up, nothing happens. And they're just waiting and they're just fucking just standing there. And they all just fucking kind of like, you know, slowly just trickle back inside. Like, nothing, you know what I mean? It's pretty funny. But
yeah, those cults, man, they're fucking crazy. Like those fucking Utah cults.
Oh yeah, I think it was one of them. Yeah, it was fucking pretty good. I don't know.
I know there was the one with the sneakers. They all wore
Heaven's Gate. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. It was like I think he had to have white Nikes or something. I forget. Yeah. In a jumpsuit maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty. That must have been pretty cool. I remember after that happened, dude, the fucking Nike commercials, like the parodies. They'd like parody the Nike commercials of those
Did
guys.
They?
Yeah, the fucking fucking Beatles, dude, the Revolution song, remember that? Like that was like the big like Nike ads, the fucking so you want
I don't remember
Revolution.
That
it was on like SNL or like fucking like one of those fucking like Mad TV maybe. Fucking,
oh, that makes sense.
Say you want a revolution, they'd show like the fucking like the dead cult members and the fucking Nikes and shit. It's fucking pretty funny. Couldn't get away with that now, as that'd be like offensive to somebody, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's like the other one there. You ever looked into, what's it called? It's in California. The fucking, the Grove there. You know anything about the Grove?
No, I don't know.
It's pretty interesting. Bohemian Grove, that's what it's called.
Never heard of it.
I guess it's just it's the same idea. It's like this place, I don't know, in the woods or something. Fucking really rich people go, like the elite. They have like these creepy like things like these fucking things in the woods that go on, like mock sacrifices and shit, I guess. Weird shit.
Huh.
And the only reason I know, I saw fucking, it was so stupid. It's fucking Alex Jones, you know that guy?
Is that the conspiracy theory guy?
Yes. Yeah, he went in there with like a hidden camera. And it's like this big thing, like it's fucking, it's fucking just weird, dude. I don't know what, but I forget what the conspiracy is, that all these like power people go there and
it's like the Illuminati or some shit.
I don't know if it's not quite them. It's something like some shit like that. I don't know. I thought Illuminati was like from Europe or Italy or some fucking foreign shit.
I don't know. I don't fucking buy into.
Yeah, I don't know what that shit is.
Yeah, everybody's fucked and nobody knows what the fuck they're doing. That's my conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I mean, I just go by what The Rock says.
Yeah. He's my god. I have a statue of him.
Yeah, The Rock says, know your damn role. You know your damn role.
Well, getting close to October. October, Halloween time.
Yeah, it's always a good time.
My vacation / Halo time. So that I'm looking forward to.
No gore shows, which is unfortunate.
No, they might still be playing. Dude. I don't know. I haven't really looked into it. It's fucking whatever. I mean, they're still going, but it's fucking new singer.
That's cool, at least.
I don't know. It's rough trying to say this. That's fucking one thing, dude. I've literally, like, the one time I've, like, went outside, like, all year round. Like, fucking the only time I ever fucking did, like, anything, like, you know, not fucking sit inside and rot was fucking going to those shows fucking all year. But whatever.
That time we see him at the bar, we're like, oh, maybe you should get him a drink. Like, oh, I don't want to be that guy.
Fucking... Oh, I'm horrible about that, dude. You see all, like, the fucking guys, like, out in the lobby and shit just hanging together, like, fucking Danny Trejo and shit, and, like, fucking Doug Bradley just, like, hanging out. And they're, like, fucking, like, talking, just hanging out. You don't want to be, like, the dickhead, being like, oh, hey, what's up? You know what I
mean? It's so tempting, though, because it's like, oh, maybe they're just, you know. Mm. But I'm sure it happens nonstop.
Right. Well, that, and I know, like, if me, dude, even, you know what I mean? If I was, you know what I mean? If I was, like, in fucking that position, dude, I'd just be like, oh, I'm just trying to hang out. I don't want some random guy coming up to me being like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? I fucking saw you in some fucking horror movie. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know, they don't know what the fuck you are. I don't like fucking random people fucking coming up,
yeah.
up to me, dude. I don't want to be a fucking dick.
I mean, yeah, that just comes with them being celebs, I suppose, or actors or whatnot.
Yeah. But if you want to watch some horror movies, I was looking in fucking archive.org, dude. There's a fucking ton of fucking free fucking horror movies. Like, old ones, obviously, but pretty good say. I fucking dig around there every now and then, dude. Fucking our podcast is on there. So it's gotta be a good site, but...
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, like fucking like the original fucking Night of the Living Dead, dude. I fucking love that movie, dude. It's fucking public domain. Fucking right there. Get it for free. Fucking Carnival of Souls and shit. Fucking Frankenstein. Fucking Nosferatu. A lot of old school fucking classic horror, dude. Fucking for free.
Pretty yeah, anything for free is just, I love.
That's good shit. Just fucking checking that out. While you're there, check out the Grunt Free Press podcast. Or get it on iTunes or Stitcher and rate reviews. Other horror game shit. I'm have Soma preloaded, ready to go.
Soma, it's a horror game?
Yeah. It's a horror game. I don't know like too much about it. I'm trying to keep the spoilers as free as possible. So I get confused. There's like a fucking million of these fucking goddamn like smaller like horror games coming out, you know? Like fucking it's like Soma, and I think there's one called like Tacoma, and it's like, dude, it's like fucking, it's like, dude, like fucking, it's a random fucking
that's
game.
Awesome.
And it's like fucking whatever, dude. There's a million of them, dude, a ton of them. But yeah, dude, like all of them are like, oh, these are from like the ex Bioshock guys and shit, you know what I mean? So it's like there's like a million fucking ex people who worked on like Bioshock. It's like everybody who's ever made a game at this point is fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
million fucking people worked on those games. They're all fucking ex-Bioshock. It's like the guys who did fucking Gone Home is fucking like the ex-Bioshock guy. So we get confused and it's like, well, it's from the guys who did Gone Home. It's like, well, I don't want to play that, dude. Because Gone Home fucking sucked, dude. I don't want to support them in like any way, you know? They try to like avoid all that shit, dude. And then fucking Soma, I guess, has nothing to do with that, dude. It's the guys who did fucking Amnesia. And I fucking love that game, so.
Yeah, I never actually got to play it, but it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't love it. I thought it was really good, and I think it was, like, a lot of people, like, freaked out about it, saying it was, like, oh, it's, like, one of the best horror games ever made, and, like, whatever, dude. I thought it was pretty good, but I'll give them a shot, dude. I fucking liked it. Fucking nothing wrong with them. Did a good job, and then didn't do Gone Home, so. Check that out. Pretty much as soon as I get off of here, I'll do that. And I can actually write a review. It's just not a fucking 100-hour game. I'll probably do it in, like, a night or two.
Yeah, it's good to have goals.
Yeah, yeah. I'm ambitious. I'm gonna play video.
You're like the kid in Almost Famous. You know, kind of exactly like
Rolling Stone reporter.
I've
fucking seen that movie since it came out.
Yeah, I know.
And I only saw her. Stupid. And the only reason I saw her is I like fucking Heather Graham, dude. I think she's fucking hot as shit. Fucking, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, movie sucked. They all suck.
Oh, what else sucks? It's horror related. It's fucking Fear of the Walking Dead. I put a review up on that.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot trash. Holy Jesus, that's fucking really bad. Really fucking bad.
I'm surprised
bad.
You're still going. I mean,
I fucking paid for it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, dude. Even like, you know, I started off, I'm like, oh, this fucking show's garbage. And like, dude, just like the last episode, I'm like, well, it's starting to get to the point where it's so bad, it's good. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, at least like it's ramping up the action, like whatever, dude. As long as it's like action-y and it's fucking dumb, like whatever, I'll watch it. It'll be entertaining and fucking stupid. Then they're just fucking completely just stopped, dude. This episode is fucking, now they're just like stuck in like their little fucking LA suburb. Like it's like all like cordoned off by the fucking military. Now they're just like stuck in this fucking, their stupid goddamn LA fucking middle class town, dude. They're all fucking all whiny fucking rich spoiled fucking faggots, dude. I fucking can't stand any of them. Hope they all fucking, I hope at least one of them would have gotten fucking eaten by now or something, dude. But no, dude, they're just fucking whining and crying and being fucking gay. Ugh, it's fucking terrible. This show's garbage. Straight garbage, dude. It's fucking nothing redeeming about it at this point.
Yeah, it sounds like shit.
Yeah, it's awful. Awful. Hopefully the real show didn't fucking suffer because of this fucking shit. You know what I mean? Hopefully the fucking the real show is still good. But we'll see.
Yeah, good thing I don't watch that show. I just think it's gay.
The real show I love, dude. It's fucking great.
I don't know. I just can't get into the zombie apocalypse deal.
It's been my go-to since, like, fucking Night of the Living Dead, dude. I fucking love that movie. That's pretty much what The Walking Dead, like, the real fucking thing was pretty much based on. The whole, like, concept was supposed to be Night of the Living Dead, which, like, never ended. Like, it just keeps going on and on, you know? Did a good job with that, the comic and the fucking TV show. It's fucking good. And they fucking had to pull this fucking hot garbage out of their ass, dude. It's fucking fuck itself.
Yeah, but they're making money.
Oh, yeah, definitely, dude. People are still watching it for some reason. I don't know. And then again, people watch fucking Survivor for like 10 years and like whatever. So what do they know? Fucking people.
We know how we feel about them.
Watch fucking American Idol and shit.
Yeah, dude, that shit's a joke.
I know what else I watched. It's a Tokyo Game Show.
Oh, Tokyo. Anything good?
Oh,
anime news?
More specifically, I mean, it's the Sony. The big thing was Sony had their conference. So I watched that, you know. Supposed to figure they'd be big announcements. It's in their hometown, home country or whatever. I'll break it down for you step by step, and we'll see what you think. I've made little notes next to each announcement. First up, PlayStation Vita getting some new colors.
New colors. Yeah. Like the shell. Like,
yeah, you'd buy them, you know, they'd be new colors, like, you know. And
wow, okay.
Interested? You're going to go buy a Vita?
No, absolutely not. Not even remotely.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd buy a Vita if they were like, oh, Sony put $100 bills in Sony Vita packages.
Yeah, I have zero, like, zero need for any, like, mobile fucking portable shit, dude. I don't care what it is, dude. Like, anything. I don't give a fuck what it is, man. So.
Yeah, same here. Like, I'm all set with that fucking shit.
Yeah. And what I noticed, too, which I thought was pretty...
Play games like a man.
Yeah, yeah. The TVs. I'm a fucking adult. You know what I mean? So I can buy a fucking television. You know? I can... You know, to fucking sit there like a fucking dipshit on a fucking whatever. I don't know. So that's real gay. PS Vita, new colors.
That's a good note. That's what you put in the notes, just yep. Gay.
Gay. And yeah,
that's good.
I noticed, too, dude, the whole conference, dude, this is pretty, I thought it was pretty funny, dude. The entire, you know, they fucking announced, like, whoever's, you know, the speaker is, he's, like, the Sony, like, whatever, PlayStation, I don't know who the fuck, like, some kind of, like, big wig fucking suit comes out, he's announcing all this shit, dude. The crowd, you know, fucking completely silent, nothing. They just sit there and watch him like it's fucking in like dead silence instead of like no clapping, no nothing. I thought it was pretty funny. I don't know if it's like a Japanese thing or what, dude. Like they're trying to be like polite, but it's just fucking watching. It's like, oh, here's like whoever. It'd be like fucking, you know, E3 or something, dude. Everyone would be fucking like crying.
Oh, okay, like give him a round of applause,
kind
of thing.
Yeah, no, just dead silent. He just comes out and bows and just fucking talks. He's just fucking hysterical. He's dead silent the whole time. It's fucking pretty funny.
Maybe they're afraid to speak. Yeah, that shit's it's different, I guess. All right, so
all right, next
that's
up,
gay.
Yeah, that's gay. Bloodborne, the old hunter expansion is coming out. The expansion's coming out in like November, I think. And from what I've seen, it just fucking is, from what they showed anyway, it's fucking barely looks like anything new. They're showing a lot of the same areas, the same bosses, just like new like weapons, I guess.
What?
Like, is that it? Like, I don't know.
What, for like New Game Plus type of thing?
I don't know how it works, dude. Like fucking, I didn't even play the fucking. I love Dark Souls. Jason still didn't play those fucking expansions. But what this looks like is just the same fucking game, but it's just fucking gives you like different weapons, I guess. Because I mean, there weren't, like there wasn't look didn't look there was nothing anything to it. I mean, I didn't love Bloodborne, so I don't fucking really give a shit about this. But from what it looks like, it's just fucking same shit. Just
I
fucking
mean, it's got to be something, right? If
there might be some new shit. I'm just going from what they showed. It's fucking have like, I've seen that before. I've fought that boss. Like, you know what I mean? It just looked like the same shit. They're just showing like guys with new weapons. Like that was it. I wouldn't pay for that. Like I didn't like the base game of Bloodborne enough to fucking pay for it, and let alone this fucking looks like there's barely anything fucking new in it.
Well, that seems rather disappointing.
Yeah. I said I love fucking Dark Souls. I didn't even fucking bother getting DLC for that, so I'm not definitely not doing it for fucking Bloodborne. There's some game called Mean Little Golf, which I think is Hot Shots Golf. Yeah, it's fucking all the
That
character.
sounds gay.
Well, I wrote a note, said maybe the gayest thing I've ever seen with a question mark. Yeah, it looks like fucking the characters. They look like identical, like complete fucking rip-offs of fucking Xbox avatars. Like that's like completely what it looks like. They like just
Oh,
out.
jeez, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean
Yeah, that's gay.
I mean like identical, like not like oh it's similar. I mean like it looks like identical, like fucking Xbox avatars, which were gay to begin with, dude. Never mind a whole
Oh,
fucking.
dude, those things are the stupidest fuck. Whose idea was that? I
I don't
bet
know.
they're not even there anymore, because
Probably
that's
not.
fucking
I actually
dumb as
I
shit.
think it was a Rare. I think Rare made this. They're gone now because it's fucking stupid as shit. Now they made a whole fucking golf game out of it. It was literally probably the gayest fucking trailer I've ever seen in my life. Like it was fucking really dumb. All like rainbows everywhere and shit. And like fucking, like it was like really gay. Then Uncharted 4 got a release date, March 18th. That was it. They didn't show anything, no gameplay, no
That's
nothing.
it.
They just
This
said,
shows March 18th
yep,
on a big screen.
Uncharted 4, March 18th, no gameplay, no nothing. So, okay. Gravity Days, I have no idea what the fuck it is.
Oh, is that like Happy Days, but it's Gravity Days? Maybe it's in
Hopefully they're
space.
on the moon. Fucking,
Yeah, and you
no,
got
my.
Chauncey. He's like an alien from fucking. Yeah, no, that sounds fucking stupid. I don't even know what it is.
I just wrote no idea what this is. The fucking they talking what they were showing, like didn't really explain what the fuck it was. They showed a bunch of cats and apples everywhere. But there's gonna be a Gravity Days 2, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And they actually showed it kinda looks like Bayonetta, but it looks like garbage. My note what I came away with that. I don't know. Looks dumb. Then I wrote fucking crowd still dead silent. It's hilarious. Pretty funny. All right, they showed a little bit of For Honor, which I talked about a little bit before. That game looks pretty cool. They're showing off like the samurai gameplay. Looks pretty cool. I'll fucking check.
Okay.
I don't like how it's gonna hold up, like how much there is to it, but from what I've
Yeah,
seen.
now is it like first person? What is this game? Third person?
It's third person, like I said. It almost looks like a little like Dynasty Warriors, like almost like fucking I don't know. It's like a bunch of dudes you can just fucking cut down. And like I think it's I don't know like you said I don't know how much is there. Like you know what I mean? Like from what they showed, it's just like you're capturing points and like within the points there'll be a bunch of fucking AI guys just fucking almost like Titanfall. Like they're not gonna fucking give you any problem. You can just cut them down like whatever. Then you'll run into a fucking, a real person. You have to fucking, like, actually fight them, you know? But I don't know how much is there. Like, it was just, like, just a multiplayer game or what. I don't know. But I don't know. Keep an eye on that. Looks all right. And then, new Assassin's Creed. I
Okay.
started getting kind of excited because, dude, fucking Jack the Ripper, it fucking takes place in fucking, like Victorian England. So I was like, dude, fucking, the
Okay.
whole trailer is just, oh, Jack the Ripper. I'm like, dude, oh, well, dude, if this is like a big part of the game, dude, fucking, I might actually buy it, dude. It's fucking cool, you know? I'll fucking buy it just for that. Not the case. It's just DLC. You gotta buy a DLC. It's fucking Jack the Ripper DLC.
Oh, that's what it is, or
Yeah,
that's.
it's like a separate thing. You know, it'll come out like, oh, if it's like comes out with a game or like whatever, dude. I'm not gonna fucking buy an entire game to play the fucking DLC, so go fuck you. Fuck you. Fucking not gonna buy that shit, dude. The best fucking Jack the Ripper game is gonna be fucking Sherlock Holmes versus Jack the Ripper on 360. That game is fucking awesome.
I remember you playing that, but I don't recall how that was, what it was.
Oh, it's cool.
Is it like a puzzle type game or?
It's like an adventure game, but it was like legit. You like I've read like books on like Jack the Ripper and shit, and like that game is like fucking like down to like every like date, dude. Like every fucking bar, everything's just fucking completely like how it actually happened. Like it's like ridiculous how like detailed it is for a dumb little game like that. But it's fucking cool, dude. That game was awesome. So yeah, fuck Assassin's Creed, dude. And they're gonna fucking do
Yeah,
that.
dude, I'm sick of those games
Oh yeah, dude. I was
personally.
done after the first one. I played the first one, dude, and fucking thought it was complete garbage, and I fucking didn't play any after that. Till like fucking like I picked up like Black Flag for like $20 or something that was on sale. I was like, oh no, this is like the best one and blah blah blah. And I played it for like fucking like 5 hours. I'm like, all right, I'm sick of this already.
Yeah, it's the same shit, right? I mean.
This game suck. You have played Yakuza?
No, I don't believe so.
I haven't either, dude. I've heard of it. It was I don't know. But they're remaking the first one, and they're making the sixth one is coming out. But yeah, what they showed you looked pretty cool. In fact, I might check it out. It looks fucking almost like
Is that like a GTA type of game?
almost. I don't know like how I don't know too much about it. It was like, well, I think it's more like scripted. Like it's more like story heavy than GTA. But it's kind of like, you know, it's just like Japanese like mafia type shit. It seems more like they didn't show like too much game. They're showing a lot like the cutscenes and shit. It looked cool, dude. It fucking showed some girls in bikinis fighting, which is always good. Showed a little kid getting slapped in the face, which I'm like, all right, yeah, cool. I'll fucking check that out. It seemed
Yeah, that's
all
always cool.
right. Showed, you know what I mean? Fucking Japanese gangsters fucking shooting at each other and shit. Like whatever, dude. It seems all right. So fuck it, dude. It comes out January 21st, the remake of the first game anyway. So fuck it. I'll keep an eye on that too, I guess. It looked all right.
Now, this is for the North America too. It's not just releasing over there kind
I
of
don't
thing.
know. It's fucking fuzzy, you know what I mean? It's fucking watching that. It's all like fucking translated, you know what I mean? It's fucking they're not really talking about like worldwide shit, so who knows? But I think it's coming out. And if not, I have my fucking Japanese PS4 account, so whatever. But that looked
Oh,
all right.
yeah. So, what is that? You can download anything like
From
that they have or whatever that we don't? No shit.
But something like Yakuza is probably like story heavy, so maybe not that. Because they fucking it'd be all be in Japanese, and I have fucking no idea what the fuck they were talking about. But whatever. I think it's coming out over here too, from what I fucking read a little bit afterwards. But it worked all right. And they showed King of Fighters 14, which is fucking that fighting game has been on forever. That looked like fucking hot garbage. This looked like shit. You know, I'm trying to get fucking get into fighting games again. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like that. Just looks like fucking complete garbage. And those games always, I never really played them, but they always looked good. This just looked like fucking like complete dog shit. So that's that. They showed a little bit more of Just Cause 3, which still looks pretty good, pretty badass.
Yeah, I remember that second one or first one, maybe.
Still looks good. Showed some new shit. Looked all right. Then Phantasy Star Online 2. Just wrote gay. Looks pretty gay. Showed some more Battlefront, which is, yeah, I mean, whatever. More Battlefront. Still looks good.
Yeah, that beta should be soon, right?
Yeah, I think so. October or something. Next month, I think. One Piece Burning Bleed. It's wrote gay anime garbage.
Oh, anime, yeah.
Mobile Suit Gundam, more gay anime garbage. I have no idea what this was. I couldn't even fucking hear what they were saying. It's just some random thing. I think it was called Sandbox Shit 13, maybe. I have no idea what the fuck it was or anything.
Okay.
No clue. Tokuden 2. I just wrote, no idea. Looks like a Devil May Cry ripoff. And Neo. N-I-O-H. Actually looked pretty cool. I don't know exactly what it's about, but it looked fucking like almost like Bloodborne, but more like action-y, like a real action game, not just a stripped down Dark Souls.
Okay.
So, yeah, some samurai or fucking samurai just fucking murdering shit. It's fucking like more like horror and action. That looked pretty cool. World of Final Fantasy. I wrote offensively gay. It actually offended me how fucking gay and stupid it was. Star Ocean. Just wrote generic JRPG garbage. Something called Saga Scarlet Grace. I fucking watched whatever they showed and just wrote, no idea what this is. Fucking no clue. Kingdom Hearts. Super gay. But you're fucking in the thing, you're hearing fucking Mickey Mouse talking fucking Japanese. Pretty fucking funny. Pretty good. And there's another Kingdom Hearts coming out. I'm going to read this title. You stop me when you think it's done. All right. It's called Kingdom Hearts 2. All right.
Oh, okay. Kingdom Hearts 2.
0.8.
2.8. Okay. That's not bad.
Final chapter. Prologue.
Okay. Okay.
Kingdom Hearts 2.8 final chapter prologue.
Now, isn't prologue like, is that, that's at the end? That's not the beginning.
That'd be the beginning.
That's what I was thinking.
But it's the final,
wasn't positive.
But it's the final chapter prologue.
So yes. Yeah, so
end of the beginning, but it's also a sequel 0.8.
0.8, not quite. Not quite a full.
Not
point.
Quite there yet. Not quite. Not 2.9. Not 3. 2.8 final chapter prologue.
Oh, that's right. It was 2.8.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Because fucking Japan. Yeah. Dark Souls 3 got a release date for Japan anyway. March 24th. They showed this the same trailer from fucking E3. Nothing new. Things come out in April in North America and Europe and shit. So. Still a little ways away, but it's coming. Show something called Project Diva. It's wrote, yeah, gay.
Project Diva, huh?
Yeah, it's gay. It's fucking pretty fucking gay. Yeah, so, almost there. I'm going to fucking take a break quickly. And I'll get the rest of this fucking garbage. We're back with more news straight out of Japan. Tokyo Game Show. It's like straight out of Compton. Only Japan. New Resident Evil game. Kinda. It's
2.8.
Resident Evil Umbrella Corps 5.7.
You're joking. No, with the point. That would have been fucking great.
It's just called Resident Evil Umbrella Corps. It's not really a Resident Evil game. They were like pretty straight up about that afterwards. I just fucking threw like the Resident Evil name on top of it. It's a fucking online competitive shooter. It
Okay.
looks different. It's hard to tell from the trailer, but it looks like fucking a lot of like melee combat. You have like fucking like these giant hooks and shit, and like guns, like whatever. It's tough to tell. I mean, they said like they're showing like they have like analog cover looks kind of cool. Like, you know what I mean? Instead of just like leaning out, leaning in, you can use like the analog stick and kind of like, you know what I mean? Poke out slow and shit. Looked all right. I don't know. We'll see. If this is like a fucking, if it's like, you know, like a budget, like fucking shitty shooter, like fucking, like something like fucking, remember like Gotham City Imposters? I like
Oh,
that
yeah,
section.
I actually kind of enjoyed that,
Yeah,
though.
see, I like that. It was like fucking just like almost like a budget, like Call of Duty, like a bunch of just like random shit. If it's something like that, dude, it's just fucking like real, like, you know, some fucking Resident Evil bullshit slapped on top of it. And if it's like $20 or something, like whatever, it might be all right, but I don't know, whatever. But instead of that, look forward to Exist Archive. Generic JRPG garbage. What do you know?
Oh, wow, that sounds great.
More Dragon Grandpa, Dragon Rampa, fucking that shit, fucking gay visual novel garbage, dude. Like fucking whatever. Come on, like fucking, who really plays that shit? Play a fucking visual novel, dude, and call it a game, dude. Just fucking get fucked. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
That
What's
looks
a
dumb. Pretty much, you just sit there and it shows you like I used to play. I used to play the fucking like the pirated imported like fucking Japanese like fucking like hardcore sex ones you used to play when I was fucking young all the time. But I wouldn't play one without fucking hardcore penetration. Like I don't know why you'd fucking bother playing them. It's just like fucking like whatever, dude. Just fucking like shows like a picture on the screen. Fucking tells you a little story and then like you click like. Whatever, dude. Make little choices, and it's not really fucking games. It's just fucking garbage. Like fucking, who gives a fuck? I don't know. Then Dragon Quest Heroes 2. I said, okay, gay? Question mark. Probably. I don't know what that is. Then Dragon Quest Builders. Also gay. It's a complete fucking rip off of Minecraft, like complete fucking rip off, only with fucking like Japanese fucking Dragon Quest shit in it. And yeah, awesome. Way to go. Way to be original. Minecraft rip off, only gay. And did a little montage of PlayStation Hearts Indies. Showed a bunch of old games that were already out and set it to fucking shitty music and yeah, if you remember fucking E3, Microsoft's conference is like the same exact thing, only they showed like actual new games. This is just fucking a bunch of old shit fucking in there, like completely ripping off fucking Microsoft's thing. So again, way to go. Way to be original and fucking rip everything off. Some Black Ops 3.
okay.
Really care less about that. I don't give a shit.
Absolutely.
PlayStation Now. Fuck you. What I wrote right out, like who fucking gives a shit about that too? Project Morpheus is now PlayStation VR.
Oh, VR, huh?
Yeah. Get fucked. That's what I wrote.
Dude, I mean, there's this guy, Palmer Luckey. I don't know,
Yeah, you ever
man,
heard of him? Yeah.
He's pretty excited
He
about
wants a
VR.
fucking cheap knockoff dude that's gonna run off a fucking PS4, which is barely gonna be able to handle it. Awesome. Sounds fucking great.
Just be all lag and shit. Make you sick.
And not only that, but yeah, I guess they made a statement. One of the execs says it's gonna cost as much as a console to fucking get the PlayStation VR.
Get out of here.
Yep. Yeah, come the fuck on with that shit, dude. Don't fucking fall for that gimmicky shit, dude. It's not gonna be sad if it sells like one. If one person buys that, dude, just fucking hang it up. It's fucking ridiculous. Fucking falling for that bullshit. I mean, we get like something like Kinect, you know what I mean? Like that came out and it was like towards the end of like the 360s like fucking life, dude, and that was pretty garbage, dude. But at least it was like $150 or something, you know what I mean? Like fucking like whatever. Like this is fucking gonna pay fucking $400, dude, for a fucking stupid fucking VR helmet you're probably gonna use like twice in some fucking tech demo and then fucking it's gonna collect dust, dude. And it's gonna be shitty, dude. Fuck off. Awesome.
Yeah, it's simple.
Yep, that was it. That was the Tokyo Game Show 2015.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna YouTube it.
Well, I went on afterwards just just check up, recheck some of my firsthand accounts. IGN, you know what IGN had to say about it?
No.
Sony's best TGS ever. The best.
Wow.
I mean, it's the first one I watched. It's made, it makes me wonder, like, what were the other ones? Like, what did they do? It was fucking like some guy like GG Allen it and like go up on stage and just like take a dump and like rub fucking shit all over himself. And like that was the fucking thing, dude. Like that was fucking. It was literally like painful, dude. It was fucking like painful to watch that. That was fucking awful. Like a couple like very rare fucking decent fucking little announcements. I'm like, ah, it looks okay, you know what I mean? But fucking that was a fucking painful to fucking watch, dude. Fucking lengths I go through to bring you the fucking grunt-free truth is unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's imperative, though. I mean, somebody's got to do it.
I took the bullet for all of you guys, dude. There's a donate button on the bottom of the front page. You should probably do that. It's not gonna need some fucking therapy or something. That was fucking.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, how Sony, how Sony celebrated after the show?
Oh, no, tell me.
They shut down all their stores in Europe. All their outlet stores, all their online
Shut
stores.
them down?
They shut them all down. Yeah.
Why? I don't get it.
Yeah, they're not doing too good as a company. They fucking shut all their stores down. Yep. Look, and I guess they're something like $250 million in debt as a company.
Wow.
The last 10 years, I think they fucking lost like $8 billion. Yeah, way to go, Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah,
Oh, fucking Dragon Grandpa sells like fucking gangbusters. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that is brutal.
Oh, yep, that was fun to watch.
Now, what about when the guy got off the stage? Was it just silent still?
After like halfway through it, there's a couple like it started up like a little bit of clapping, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was pretty funny. I don't know. That was funny, but it wasn't worth fucking sitting through 2 hours of that fucking shit show. Yeah, all right, stop talking about that before I fucking. I'm having like PSTD, PTSD, fucking whatever.
PMSD.
PMM, PMS, dude, just thinking about it. Rainbow Six Siege, they got how many maps are gonna be in it when it comes out?
Okay, enlighten me.
There's gonna be 10 of them, 10 maps.
Okay, sounds okay.
Yeah, I don't
I
know.
like 10 maps. I mean,
Yep. Well, you're alone because everybody else hates it. It's an online only game. How can there only be 10 maps?
well, I mean, what's the
Whatever.
standard?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I fucking usually, I mean, like, whatever. Most games have like 10 maps. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, maybe because it's only online, people are expecting like, I don't know, like 50 or something. Like, I don't know. It just depends on how big the maps are. How good are they? How fucking, how replayable they are. Doesn't mean nothing. Like, whatever. Seems fine to me.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. Hopefully they're pretty meaty, you know.
We'll see when it comes out, but doesn't seem like too far off for me. Internet outrage though for that.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous. I mean, that'd be nice if they could get like 50 maps and just keep pumping them out and shit for free, but will they?
I'd rather. Oh, yeah, this is what they said too. I forgot that little part too. All the fucking the DLC maps and shit are all gonna be free for that. So whatever. I mean, fucking 10's fine to start. Like, what do you want? I don't know. Seems fine to me. Dark Souls 3 had a beta sign up, so they did anyway.
Oh, it already happened? Or a
Well,
sign up, not the
so
beta.
it's over now. Only it was only on PS4, but. Of course, fucking, I looked into it, and every time they're gonna do the fucking, all the, like, there's certain times you had to be on to do it, and of course, I was gonna be fucking, like, working, it's all, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like, whatever, like, eight p.m. to like midnight, so I couldn't fucking do it, fucking working. So what a surprise! I can't fucking play it, so I didn't even fucking bother sending the fucking thing.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. I signed up for the Rainbow Six one. I don't know if I'm gonna get in, but
I did. Did they send you an email, like something like fucking like, oh,
not
like,
that I've seen.
It was like I got one that was like, oh, I'm like, oh, cool, they get the code, and it's like the email just said, oh, watch your email. The code should be coming soon. I'm like, all right, cool, okay.
Wow, stupid. That's cool. Okay.
So what have you been playing? They rambled on half an hour.
Just fucking around with. I played a little Tomb Raider. It was free on Xbox there for gold. It was pretty cool. I mean, I don't think I'm too far in. But yeah, I mean, they remastered that, right? It's not like the legit version on the 360.
Yeah, it's a remastered one. I think it's almost like it's like a kind of like a portal, like the PC version. I want to say it's not like it's better looking. I haven't played that version yet. I played the 360 one, but I bought that the remastered one. I just haven't fucking played it yet. I don't know like how different it is, but yeah, I think it's like all the graphics are upgraded and shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool so far. I mean, I think I've only leveled up maybe once, maybe twice. So, you know, I'm really like very early on.
All right.
I haven't really done anything great yet.
So I fucking.
But for free, I like it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I said I love that game. It's one of my favorites, dude. Fucking last generation, anyway, dude. I fucking absolutely loved it. So it's kind of like again Dark Souls like it's fucking everything's like the whole world's like connected, you know. Like towards the end, you can just fucking go like one end of the island to the other, like fucking just straight shot.
Yeah, see, that seems cool. Now, will there be a need to go back and shit? I mean, do you kind of clear out areas?
Yeah, if you want to clear it out and like get all like the whatever, like upgrade, I forget what, like the collectibles, the upgrades, all I did all that, I had like completely 100% of that fucking game. It's fucking really good. I fucking love that game.
Keep at it. Enjoying
it. I'd say keep at it. Keep
going. Yeah. I'll try to. I got ADD, so I mean, I'll try to keep at it, though. Keep chipping away.
Yeah. I want to say it's pretty long. I want to say it's a good, like, to get, like, everything like I did, a good, like, 30, 40 hours, you know? It's fucking pretty big.
So you can put some good time in it.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right, that's good to know. I mean, I still haven't finished Mass Effect.
So, yeah, you should probably do that, too. I think about it. And how's The Witcher going?
Yep, still haven't finished it. I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, oh, I should throw that on. I still haven't explored that last area.
Skellige or whatever?
So, yeah, I just got there. So that's where I'm stopped.
How's XCOM going, too? You finished that yet?
No. Clearly, I don't finish anything. That's really it.
Dark Souls, too?
Nope, never finished two. I did finish one a few times. I did one, but for some reason, two, I didn't. You know why I didn't finish two is because I
it just wasn't that good.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I get them on the PC. I kind of, I don't know. I guess, you know, I kind of pirate them. Yeah, you know, I'm scurvy. So yeah, just fucking. I don't know. I guess I played it and it was fun and I just fucking stopped. You know, I get sick of playing it on the computer. It's a little different, you know.
Use a controller? Or
you... Yeah, I got to use the fucking PlayStation 3 controller. It's fucked up because I can't use the Xbox one, it seems like. Well, not only is my cord fucked up, but when it wasn't, like I could get it on and shit, but it would only... Like, I don't think it works for those pirated games. I think you have to buy the game or something. Because I have a program that works for the PlayStation 3. It's like Motion Joy or whatever.
Yeah, so like, I use XPadder for like.
Yeah, same idea, but for some reason XPadder, I tried it and I couldn't get them to work. Like, this is the only one that seems to work.
I think XPadder, you can use like pretty much any controller, like anything it'll recognize. You can just
XPadder you had to buy, and I didn't want to buy it.
Maybe clearly. It was only like $10 or something. I bought it like fucking like years ago.
Yeah, that's why. See, this one was free, so I'm like, fuck it. If I can get this one to work, and it usually works pretty good. I mean, you know, as soon as I can sync it up, I read up, and a lot of people, I guess, have problems with it, but. I mean, for the most part, it works all right. But yeah, that's what happens. You know, I'll pirate a game and I'll just take it off and get sick of it and delete it. As opposed to just buying it and wasting the $50, you know. Unless I really like it, I'll definitely. Like, I almost bought Dark Souls on the 1, figuring it's probably a little better than.
Only 2 on there, right?
Yeah, it's 60 frames per second. Is that how the PC one is?
I think the PC one's fucked up. Like, if it's 1 or 2. I bought 1. I almost bought 2. It was only like, I was gonna buy it. It was only like 35% off or whatever. I'll wait for it to be. I bought like 1 for like $5. You know what I mean? On the PC.
On the PC. Oh, that's gonna be pretty cool.
But I think it's fucked up. It's something like you gotta get some patch for it or something, otherwise like it's all fucked up. Like, I don't know, they didn't like do a good job for it, and like, you gotta like fix it. You gotta like do like a fan patch or some shit. I don't know.
Oh,
I got way too much shit to worry about before I think about fucking going back to Dark Souls 1.
Still
doing fucking Metal Gear and Forza, which I'll be doing seems like the rest of my fucking life.
Oh yeah, how are those games going?
Metal Gear's pretty good, I will say.
Yeah, it's living up to its 10?
No. Listen, I think that's fucking completely insane. Anybody says it's fucking like 10, dude, they're like a masterpiece. I think they're fucking like off the.
Now, what about head-to-head versus like Splinter Cell Blacklist?
Oh, Splinter Cell by a fucking mile, dude. It's fucking,
really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely, dude. I mean, like the core gameplay in Metal Gear, I think, is fucking good. It really is good, but. Again, you compare it to fucking just how fucking smooth the fucking experience, dude, fucking Splinter Cell is. Like, even, like, not even Blacklist, even, like, going back to the other ones, dude. Even, like, Conviction or something, dude, like, not even fucking close. But Metal Gear is still fun. I don't get, like, you know what I mean? It seems like it gets, like I said, all those people saying, oh, it's a 10, dude. I've heard fucking people who've played it for, like, a couple hours. And they're like, well, this is the best game I've ever played in my life. Like, well, it's the best game I've ever played. And it's like, you're fucking full of shit, dude. It's good. I will say it's good. There's a lot to it. Like, you know, if you're, like, somewhat interested and you want to, you know what I mean? It's not like you're wasting fucking, like, $60. There's a fucking ton of shit to do.
So there's, like, a good bunch of meat on the bone,
Definitely.
There's a ton of meat on the dick to chew on.
Nice and fucking girthy, dude. Definitely.
Just suck the meat off the dick of the Metal Gear game.
It seems like fucking all this fucking, you know, the critics and fucking like all the, like the fucking whatever. It seems like some people, it's like their religion, dude. It's fucking like Metal Gear, dude. It gets a pass because fucking every time, every game, I think it's like Metal Gear 2. It's always been, oh, this is Kojima's last one, dude. His last game he's doing, his last Metal Gear game. So it seems like they're just giving it like, you know, they give it like the fucking, like, here's like your lifetime achievement award. Like, you know what I mean? Like, here's your 10 because this is your last game. Like, they've been doing that for the last like 4 of them, you know? But yeah, I mean, this might actually be his last one. I think he's like getting like fired or whatever. And like Konami's pretty much done with fucking games, I guess. Like fucking from what I've been hearing. But
really?
still.
What, in general done with games?
Yeah. I think all they're doing is like fucking like that soccer game, I think, is the only one they said they're going to keep doing. But other than that, I think they're like pretty much done making games. And I mean, don't get me wrong, dude. I'm like fucking, dude. Anybody who's fucking sad about that, dude, is fucking me. You know what I mean? Because fucking Contra, dude. Like I said, the first Contra is my fucking favorite game of all time, dude, by far. I fucking love Contra. That was fucking cool.
Favorite game of all time, huh?
Oh, yeah. I fucking absolutely fucking love that game, dude.
Yeah, that game was great.
That, dude, fucking the first Silent Hill, dude, is fucking pretty way up there, too. One of my favorite games. You know, fucking Castlevania, dude. Those are all fucking games I love, dude. It's all fucking Konami. I mean, I'm not fucking...
Oh, dude, Simon's Quest.
Oh, I fucked that game, but fucking all the other ones are pretty good. But, I love fucking a lot of Konami.
What a wonderful night to have occur.
Yeah. Great fucking Black Dahlia song.
Dude, I didn't realize that's what that was until, like, I think, I don't know if you told you in that review, right? On the site, actually, I believe, where maybe. I may have seen that, that was what that, you know, was even about. Pretty cool.
Like I said, I fucking like a lot of Konami shit, dude. Just fucking not, like, massively in love with fucking Metal Gear, dude. I never have been, but, I mean, like, but you still can't, you can't be like, dude, I mean, like, a lot of the shit is just, like, I mean, even getting, like, said, dude, the core of that game's great. There's a lot to do, but it also gets, like, super fucking repetitive. Like, you're doing the same shit over and over again, you know? And fucking, it's already, like, wearing on me. I'm only, like, fucking, like, 20% fucking done with the game. And it's just, like, dude, it's already getting fucking, you know what I mean? Going to the same place to do these fucking side ops to the same exact fucking area. I've been to, like, a fucking, like, half a dozen times. You know, you just keep going back to it. It's like, oh, a couple different enemies or something. But it's still, like, the same shit you're seeing. It's just, like, dude, this is fucking pretty repetitive. It almost feels like a fucking, like a free-to-play game or something. Like, it's just like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it always seems like I'm always waiting for shit in that game. I'm waiting for shit to be, like, researched. I'm waiting. I always need money, so I'm waiting. It's like, dude, it feels like the fucking, like, free-to-play fucking, like, mobile shit. Like,
really?
Yeah. So there's a lot to it, but it's like, a lot of it's just not that fun to actually do, you know? Like, the actual, like, games. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, if I wanted to, I could, I'll just fucking, like, mainline the story missions and just go. I mean, you could do that, I guess, but I mean, like, you'd be missing out a lot of the fucking, like, the gadgets and the fucking weapons and shit. So it's like, I'm trying to, like, do everything, like, build everything up, but this feels like grindy, you know?
You know what I didn't like when I saw a little, like, Twitch streams and whatnot of that is all the shit on the screen, man. There was just, like, a ton of shit when I saw, like little boxes, well, like targets, like, dude. Nah, that shit was just aggravating the fuck out of me, just watching the stream.
That doesn't bother me. It helps you out, you know what I mean? You fucking,
I'm sure it does, but at this particular part, it was just like shit everywhere. It was like, ugh, dude. It's like all I saw was square boxes. It just fucking, I didn't like it. It's a little stupid detail.
I think what you're saying is it fucking looks like a fucking, like, PS1 game or something. Like, you know what I mean? They're just, like, fucking, like, these plain fucking boxes. It's another thing. You know, all the menus and shit, everything's just so, like, feels like fucking PS1 era fucking garbage, dude. All these menus and shit. Like, that sucks, too. And the open world sucks, too. And on top of that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking, everybody's like, oh, it's great, dude. It's all open. I mean, yeah, it's open, but it's just a bunch of fucking, like, empty space, dude. You're running around to fucking, you know what I mean? It's such a waste of time to even fucking bother doing that. Everything's just on, like, a fucking, like, corridor, pretty much, you know? It's fucking, you're just fucking running spot to spot in a fucking straight line.
So there's really no need to, like, explore? No,
unless it was, it's just a fucking waste of time. You just fucking call on a fucking helicopter and just go fucking mission to mission, you know what I mean? If you actually try to, like, use the open world, dude, it's so fucking empty, dude. It's fucking pretty shitty.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah,
I guess I thought about getting it, but I didn't want to spend the money. I mean, maybe I'll torrent that.
Yeah, like I said, it's fucking definitely worth it. I mean, if you're just looking for, like, there's a lot of shit. I mean, I like it, dude. It's just fucking, like, again, dude, it's probably worth buying at this point. I'd say it's fucking, you're not going to be, it's not a waste of fucking $60. You definitely get your money's worth out of it, but people saying it's a fucking 10 and shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking, yeah, I don't see that at all. I think you're fucking completely out of your fucking mind. Again, I haven't finished it, but it's just at this point that I'm like, whatever, like 40, 50 hours in, it's just like, dude, I feel like fucking, like,
yeah, what could possibly happen that's gonna,
I don't know, even you know if it's, I mean? Even if it's like fucking, like, amazing, dude, it's still like, dude, I feel like half this time it's been fucking taken up by a bunch of bullshit that probably could have been, like, cut out, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, it's just already fucking, I'm feeling the grind. It's like Forza, dude. I probably played Forza, like, the same amount of time, dude, and I play that, I'm just, like, sucked into it, and fucking time just flies by, you know what I mean, as I'm playing that. I switch over to Metal Gear, I'm just like, dude, I'm fucking just, like, feels like everything's just like a fucking waiting game. I'm always waiting for shit, and waiting, you know? I don't know. It's good. I'll keep playing it. I'm not fucking shitting on it too bad, dude. It's fucking good game, but I just think it's fucking absolutely crazy. People fucking saying it's like a 10 and shit. I think they're fucking.
Yeah, I thought about I thought about Forza too. I mean, that looked like.
Yeah, Forza's awesome.
The demo felt fun. I mean, I just wonder if I could. I guess you could get your money's worth out of that. There's enough content, right?
Out of Forza? Oh, yeah, it is fucking...
Yeah, obviously,
that
right?
That was pretty much never-ending. Like, that's fucking, you know... I think of Metal Gear, too. I'm waiting to see what the online's like. That fucking launches in a couple weeks, you know?
Maybe. Oh, I forgot that was even a thing.
Yeah, maybe if that's, like, really good, then I'll be like, oh, yeah, no. Right now, I'm like, ah, it's good. It's not, you know what I mean? It's fucking real. I'd say it's really good, not, like, quite, like, I wouldn't say it's, like, great. But, I mean, if, like, the online's, like, really fun, then it's like, yeah, cool. Still not a 10, though. You guys are fucking sucking some fucking Kojima dick, dude. It's fucking definitely not fucking a 10.
Yeah, dude. If Red Dead wasn't a 10 or something like that.
You can't, not even close to that at all, dude. Like, again, that was somebody who just, it's a difference, dude. You're getting, like, sucked into a game, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like that's what I look for anyway. When it gets into this fucking, like, grindy, like, going through menus, it's like, dude, that's not, you know what I mean? I don't know. Not what I look for anyway.
No, I think that's this Japanese thing or whatever. It's definitely, you know?
Fucking, so it feels, a lot of this shit feels like a fucking, like, the base build and all that just feels like so like a fucking mobile game or something, dude, you know? Just fucking menus, looking at little fucking portraits of fucking people. I was just like, dude, come on. Collecting shit. It's almost like Pokemon. Oh, collect these fucking animals. Like, all this fucking garbage on top of it. If it was fucking cut down, maybe it'd have a chance of being like, oh, this is like great, like, you know, one of the best games, like, at least recently, you know, like that type of thing. But all the fucking garbage they throw on top of it just fucking bogs everything down. All right, Forza. Yeah. See, Forza, on the other hand, dude, I'm fucking playing, you know, fucking complete opposite of, I'm fucking just completely into the game, dude. It's like driving. If I fucking, like, I was driving, dude, fucking, like, some, like, another, like, endurance race, dude. I fucking look down at my map for, like, fucking half a second, dude, take my eyes off the road, I fucking slam into the fucking wall, you know? Like, that's, yeah, first-hand account of fucking simulation fucking racing, dude. Oh, you watch me, dude, the fucking hour-long endurance race, dude. I fucking run out of gas in the last lap. That was fun.
That was great. Should archive that. Well, it wasn't that great. It's probably fucking pretty stupid waste of time.
That's just a car running out of gas.
Yeah. I guess you had to see it to believe it.
That's up there.
Even though it was just you slowing down, and I mean, that's just like it was. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to.
I read some of the reviews for that, dude. I love all the fucking, the mainstream fucking journalists crying about that. Metal Gear is fucking the best game ever made, dude. But Forza, the fucking whining about. Fucking, you know, got like,
in what regard?
It got decent reviews, but fucking the complaints, and you read them, it's like, there's no personality in it. Where's the personality? Oh, Horizon had all this, you know what I mean? Like, all the shit, like, surrounding Horizon, like, fucking...
Now, wasn't Horizon, like, more, like, arcade type?
Yeah, it was an arcade, like, fucking, like, car culture, like, whatever, like, you know? Bullshit. This is a fucking, like, sim, dude. Like, it's not supposed to be, like, personality, dude. It's about, like, fucking, like, driving. Like, that's, like, the fucking beginning and end of where it fucking, you know what I mean? Like, how the fucking cars handle, dude. It's, like, the beginning and the end of the fucking game. Like, that's all there's gonna be. All that matters, you know? It was fucking supposed to, like, drive it, like, fucking turn off the assist until you fucking can't control the cars. It's fucking, like, ridiculous, you know? Fucking best as the fucking best handling fucking in the series by far, but there's no fucking, where's the personality? It's fucking pussy fucking complaint, dude, you know?
Big time, dude. I mean, you can just tell from the demo, and I'm assuming the demo is not as good. Is it close? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, fucking, you know what I mean? As far as, like, the handling, it's pretty representative of the game. It's just fucking, you buy the game and you get a shit ton more. You know what I mean? Like, fucking more of that. That's the whole thing I'm saying, dude. It's fucking, you gotta love, you know what I mean? It's all about fucking driving the cars and racing, dude. That's, like, Alpha and fucking Omega, dude, of fucking, like, the main Forza games. Like, that's it, you know? If you like that, dude, it's fucking, it said, it's by far, dude, the best one, fucking, as far as the handling goes. The all, every car feels fucking completely fucking different. You can definitely tell, you know, driving, like, how different they are. Like, not just every class, like, every single car has its own, you know, talk about fucking personality, dude. Every fucking car has its own fucking personality, dude. You gotta get fucking used to.
Yeah, I enjoyed 5, the launch title on this, so I might pick it up. next game. Maybe. I mean, I got to see what the dates are for shit coming up.
Yeah, it's weird because fucking like Metal Gear and Mad Max came out the same day. I'm like, oh, at the beginning of the season, now it's been like 2 weeks, and it's like nothing's coming out until like October, it seems like. Yeah. Whatever.
Is that the next thing? Is it Halo?
Well, Halo, I just I said, if I get Soma fucking ready to go. I want to see something comes up like the middle of this month. I can't remember what, though. I don't know. I know fucking Rainbow was supposed to fucking launch, but that got delayed.
Yeah, that's probably not a good sign, I'm guessing.
It could be. We'll see. I think they were just said they were just like balancing shit, but whatever.
All right.
Yeah, speaking of Halo, it fucking the Hunt the Truth podcast is coming back.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Season 2. Well, I've listened to the first one, I thought it was like super cheesy. People seem to love it, dude. Yeah, you know? I don't know why. Why? I mean, I listened to it because it's fucking Halo, but it was fucking really fucking cheesy as shit. Definitely, you can tell it's just a fucking, just pretty much an ad for fucking Halo 5, you know? But Season 2 is starting, I think, today at some point. It should be out.
A lot of talk about straight ripping?
No, it's like a radio drama. It's like, you know, it's like a fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, like, all, like, fiction shit, you know? It's fucking going through all, like, the lore and shit. But I thought it was pretty fucking cheesy the way it was done. It's coming back, and Luke Skywalker is going to be in this season. Mark Hamill himself.
Oh, really?
So. Again, I'll listen.
So, okay, so what, he's going to do the podcast?
Yeah, like I said, it's not like a fucking podcast of people. It's like fucking like fiction, you know what I mean? It's like stories and shit.
Yeah, dude, I reached out to Mark Hamill. He wouldn't do our podcast.
No, we got a Macho Man, so who's the,
yeah,
who's
I guess
the
real winner? Cool.
You know, one's a real-life hero, one just played one in a movie, so.
That's very true, that's very true. Screw Mark Hamill.
Is he dead? Is fucking my, is Randy
Mark Savage Hamill? Dead?
No,
I don't know.
No, Randy Savage. Is he dead? I thought he died.
I don't know, man. I think his spirit lives on.
Oh, I mean, you know.
True. I think he's physically dead. Like, yeah, his body's in the ground, but
yeah, but I mean,
his spirit's not dead.
True heroes never die.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few. The Warrior's dead.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, Warrior died like recently.
Oh, yeah. That was a little more recent.
I haven't watched fucking wrestling since I was like fucking 12, so I don't know.
Yeah, I used to love that shit. I actually torrented the new one there, 2K15.
Yeah, how's that going?
Which is, it was all right. I mean, I played it for a few hours, just fucked around with it, and it's pretty much the same kind of shit as the previous ones, you know, a little bit slowed down, so it's, you know, I guess a little more realistic.
Yeah, so it's more like real wrestling where the fucking guys can barely move, they're like fucking...
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, you stay down longer and shit, which is kind of cool, I guess. I mean, it's alright, you know. I'm not, like, a huge fan of these games, but, you know. I just love the nostalgia, like, you know, of all the old shit, you know, but
all,
I mean, it's...
Well, it was like classic shit in there, too. They do like that.
Yeah, well, it's weird. Like, the last few, only ones I've played were 13, 14, and now 15. 13 had like a, not like a story mode, but kind of like you would just play through, I think it was like the Attitude Era. So, like, you played through all the shit that happened, you know, but the way they set it up, it's almost like quick time events. Like, you play the match, but you have to do, like, you have to do a certain thing, and, you know, then it'll go to, like, a cutscene, and you'll have to hit, like, X at the right time to, like, do exactly what really happened. It's kind of like you play out what happened and shit, like, in the real event, you know.
I gotcha.
Kind of thing.
Yeah,
and, like,
recreate it like fucking movie.
Yeah, but it does exactly what happened. You don't really do much different, you know.
It's just like, it is like just like quick time events though. Like, it's not like you just fucking, you're not
really,
well, like,
in this specific mode, you know, you can play like the other modes normally and it's not like that, but like 14 was like WrestleMania moments, so it was like all from all the WrestleManias, you know. fucking whatever match, like Macho Man versus Ricky Steamboat or something. Like, so the same kind of thing, though. It's, you know, I don't know. It's all right. But there's no real, like story mode in it. Remember, I used to be able to, like, make a guy and shit, right? And, like, fucking, I mean, in the new one, you can, but it's kind of cheesy. I didn't even try it in 2K15, yeah. I guess, but I don't know. It's all right, just to fuck around. I don't know.
So, I mean, I've played those, just like the N64 ones I played. Fucking like WWE.
Yeah, those were the shit.
Fucking NWO or WWF, it was back then.
I think that one was WCW. There was another one, though.
I used to make my own characters in that, dude. And then, like, we'd fucking make, like, the entrances and shit. Like, we'd fucking, you couldn't, like, do, it was N64, so you couldn't do music. We used to fucking, like, hook it up to a VCR so you could record it. So you'd record just, like, the video of the entrances and then fucking, like, put music over it and then fucking record that to fucking make it, you know what I mean? we'd have, like, a full fucking, like, string, dude, of just fucking, like, stupid entrances. If we wouldn't do, like, real wrestlers, we'd do, like, fucking, like, you know... like Omar and shit, and like his mom coming out, like shit like that, you know.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's cool about this one. They have like a whole thing, like create an entrance, and there's like a ton of different presets, and it's kind of cool. They have like hidden ones in there they're not really so hidden, but you know, there'll be like a certain classic guy's thing that's not he's not in the game, but it'll be his movements. Like, you know, like for instance, like the Ultimate Warrior or something. You know what I mean? He's in these past ones, but if he wasn't, like it would say like, you know, the Ultimate Edition or some stupid shit. Like it'd be a cheesy like name.
Off, yeah.
Yeah. And it would be like his movement, him running down and shit. It's pretty cool and like, you know, that kind of shit. It's all right, you know. A lot of created shit, which is cool. Like all the artists out there that can create all the old guys and the, you know, make them look exactly, you know, as close as you can, you know.
Right.
Some of them look like really spot on. Like holy shit, dude, they must have maybe used a photo or something of the guy. A lot of them are better than the models that they actually put in the game, you know.
Probably,
which is kind of funny.
It's probably like a fucking like a year long project with someone making like one guy, you know.
That's what I wonder. I mean, you can look at like certain people and all the shit they have. People have ton of shit, like just tons of, like they must be fucking banging them out. But it's pretty cool. It makes it, you know, makes it a little more realistic. You can control, like, I like how it gives you 100 character slots. And in the new one, you have like 25 or 50 or something, which is huge difference. Huge. You know what I mean? You could fill up 100 easy. Mm. You know, it's just like, I don't know. It's like another case of them having something that was pretty cool, and then they take shit out and modify it, and now it sucks. You know, I guess they took out a lot of the creation shit for the new one, so I don't know. I'm going to uninstall it anyway. So. Glad I didn't buy it. I may check the new one out because, you know, my boy Stone Cold's on the cover, so I might just have to get it.
Is that out? Oh, it's got to be.
No, I think that's coming out sometime soon. I'm not sure when. I don't know if it got pushed back or... But, I mean, I don't know. I like some of them. I can play those games. I mean, it's fucking stupid. I don't play online or nothing. I just fuck around. But, you know, I don't finish anything, so. Because then Halo will come out probably the same day.
How's that going, too? How's the Master Chief collection going?
Oh, he's
finished all four games through, you're all caught up.
No, actually, I keep dying at this spot I'm saved at. I'm saved at that spot where, I think it's Halo 1. Yes. Halo 1, where, you're in like the spaceship, I think it is, and it's not too deep in the game. I want to say it's
you're playing on like legendary though, right?
I'm not sure.
I mean, if you go through it, you gotta play those games in heroic. I mean, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I think I'm on heroic, not legendary. So I'm on heroic. I'm at this spot. Oh, I can't even remember. It's like those.
I can't remember you saying.
These big turtle guys, maybe? Are they turtles? They look like turtles?
Guys, the fucking guys with the suit.
Yes, the invisible guys there, dude.
Yeah.
dude, they get me. I can't, like, even if I see them coming, I just can't get them. They're just too quick. I'm not quick enough. And it sucks because that's really early in the game. And
yeah, that's like the third or fourth mission.
Yeah. And I can't get by it, dude. And it's frustrating.
Well,
because I tried many times in a row.
Oh, you still get like a month to finish that and then the other three. So you should be good.
Yeah, yeah, that should be easy.
Oh, and ODSTs. Now that you got to go through four
yeah,
more.
Yeah. As soon as I get my Halo Reach, I'll get right on it. Which I still never got. God damn it. That's fucking bullshit.
Well, you won't be playing in the stars. Star Fox got delayed till next year.
Star Fox. Wasn't that on, was that on N60?
Yeah.
No,
64, yeah,
N64 was it?
Yeah, it was a Super Nintendo one, too. I never played that one.
Super Nintendo. That's what I'm thinking of.
The N64 one. I fucking love that game. That's like a fucking launch game. But, the Wii U one delayed till next year, which is fucking pretty gay. I mean, fucking.
I like to call that the gay U or the U gay for buying it.
Well, thanks. I have one. So definitely. I feel like a fucking fag, I'll tell you that much. Because, yeah. Only I'll be fucking playing all year long, dude. It's fucking Fatal Frame. I don't even know what the fuck.
The only thing I remember you said was it Shinobi? Is that what it was? Or?
Oh, probably Ninja Gaiden.
Ninja Gaiden.
That wasn't even fucking really a Wii U game, though. I just fucking wanted, I didn't play, and then I fucking picked it up on Wii U. It was all right, but yeah, the only game I really liked on there was the fucking the first Mario that was fucking on there. But other than that, dude, what a fucking waste of a fucking system and fucking money. But, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I hate that everything's separate. I kind of wish I could have a, even if it was the Xbox One, I could access Mario, I could access Steam, like all that shit just through one thing. Like one computer, you know? Like the Xbox, like 360, like everything integrated in it, PS3, PS4, like imagine that, dude.
Oh, the only thing, fucking sick machine. And one of the fucking companies go out of fucking business and gets bought up by, you know, one of the other ones. That's the only way it's going to happen. Otherwise,
yeah, I mean, it's cool, you know.
They all want your fucking money. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to. Yeah, I mean, that would cost a ridiculous amount of money anyway, I suppose. But whatever, I don't know. That's why I kind of like the computer. I kind of look at it like similar to that.
Yeah, kind of. So that's what's good about it, too. Like I said, I play fucking all like the older games. At least you can get something from like 20 years ago, you know, you just fucking buy it on like Steam or something for like a couple bucks and you're good to go. You don't get a fucking.
And where I'm a pirate and I sail the seas, I mean, I could just, you can get pretty much any game that's on the one or the PS4. Or, yeah.
Except,
you know,
the exclusive ones, you know, the ones you can't get on the computer.
Oh. Well, that's what I'm saying.
You can't fucking pirate, you know, you gotta go to the fucking pirate fucking Halo 5 or 4.
I was gonna say, I wonder if I could do that. I've never actually tried to look that up. I wonder at this point if you could.
No, like I don't think they still can't get the original Xbox fucking working. So, never mind fucking 360 or the fucking, the one, you know, fucking forever. And then, you know, you hear about that shit too, you know, the fucking, oh, we'll emulate all this shit. And then it's like, dude, like some of it they just don't do, you know, especially like the fucking, like the ones that aren't like popular, you know, like fucking, you're not going to be able to fucking find that shit. You're going to have to buy the.
Yeah. And that pisses me off about the backwards capability thing here. It's like, what about my old, like, I can't play my old, like, for instance, college football. They don't make that anymore. Like they're not gonna make that so I can play it because they don't make it anymore.
They might. I mean,
especially the whole thing with the NCAA and shit. Like they're not gonna.
They still have the disc or no?
No, I digitally downloaded it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, so if they ever do it fucking backwards, it'll be right there for you. So
that's what I'm saying. I feel like it should be, but I think they're gonna like regulate it. Like only so many games we're gonna do kind of thing. Which I don't like, because what if it's those games like that I have, like Red Dead? Like they may do that because it's pretty big, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's like to one of the top of the
Mass Effect, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think they are doing that. Yeah, actually, you can play that now. You can play Mass Effect 1 right now.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like I want to be able to play my college football game, maybe. But it's like I have to put the 360 back on, you know. Because that one, you know, for whatever, their politics, they can't fucking just let me have the game I bought, you know. I guess I still have it, but, you know, I just wish the list was everything, you know. Yeah. Like, you can't even go back and buy Tiger Woods. Did I tell you that? Like, no, you can't go back and buy any of them.
Yeah.
Well, like, digitally, at least, you know. Or on the Xbox store, I didn't see nothing. You probably have to go on, buy the disc, Amazon or something, whatever.
That's
you know?
The thing about, like, you know, all the rights and shit. There's other things, too. I know, like, fucking, like, Marvel versus, like, Capcom you can't fucking buy because, like, whatever. Cap, like the license runs out and they don't, you know what I mean? They can't sell it anymore. Like, shit like that. It does happen. But as long as you fucking have it, you have it, you know?
Yeah.
Or like even on like PS4, like you can't do PT, you can't fucking buy that. Or it was free, but you can't even download it anymore. Did you ever finish watching South Park?
No, I haven't seen it. I don't have DVR anymore, so I had it on. I needed to get coffee.
Gonna pirate shit, pirate that. That's what I did. I was gonna just buy the season, but it wasn't fucking. Couldn't get it that day, so I'm like, fuck it. I just fucking pirated it. But, oh, man, it's fucking genius.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I only got up to the first commercial break, but it was going pretty good.
Fucking PC principal, man. What a fucking genius character. I hope that's fucking the social justice warrior fucking frat boys and shit. It's fucking... Mwah. It's fucking...
Yeah, that was great. It's perfect.
Perfect, dude. Fucking masterpiece. So I hope it's like, you know, they've been doing like the trend now where it's like, you know, they don't just do like the one-off episodes, you know what I mean? Like the past couple seasons, like everything's kind of like an ongoing like story, you know what I mean? So I hope like this entire season they just fucking rip on that shit. That'd be fucking great. Definitely needs it.
Oh, dude, they got to. Definitely. Literally how everything is. Like, it's like, fuck it, dude.
Oh,
those fucking guys, man.
I don't
want to
ruin it, dude. If you haven't seen it, dude. Yeah, just definitely watch it. It's fucking... good, dude.
See, it was a big thing because of the Pats thing, you know, because Patriots, fucking Brady and all that shit.
Oh,
so it was all over the radio.
Did you see that, dude?
That's what I kept hearing. They kept playing it on like sports talk radio and shit, like that part. But I didn't actually see it. I saw like the highlight. I'm sorry. Because there's like television sports shows they would show that shit on, you know.
Just watch the whole fucking episode, dude.
I'm gonna.
It's fucking like I said, dude. Me, like, and they're fucking definitely like me. I just get like pissed off about shit and I rant about it, you know. And fucking, I just come off like a dick. Like those guys have like the genius way, dude. Or like how like their mind works. Like, they turn something that pisses them off, dude, and just fucking make it like funny. Like that's fuck. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, that's why they get the big bucks, you know. Fucking genius. And just to keep sustaining it for this long is just
it's insane,
unreal.
Well, when this podcast gets into like year like 16, you know, maybe we can surpass them. We'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we aim high.
But you got anything else to just end it? We're fucking running long.
Yeah, no, nothing really. Nothing really. I lost money at the casino, so casinos are fucking stupid.
Fucking scam. Fucking want your money.
Yep.
All right. Absolute Deicide from GruntFreePress.com. Yeah. Just review us on iTunes. Listen to us. Donate on the site. You can email any questions at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Contact me direct, absolutedeicide@gruntfreepress.com.
You're definitely a pleasure to email with if anybody is interested.
Yeah, I'm fucking cult of personality over here.
Yep, that's pretty much
social justice, 1, 2, 3. Woo, woo. I wanna be PC. Woo, woo. It's just the way to be for me and you. Woo, woo. Your hateful slurs are through.
Woo, woo. I call wee wee on you.
Woo, woo. We'll fight until you're PC black and blue.
Woo, woo.
We are language police fighting bigotry. Hurtful words can suck our turds, cause it's PC for me!
And you!
Woo woo! Yeah!
Yeah, bro!
Yeah!
Yeah, PC, bro!
All right, send in the pregnant Mexican women.